It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Earl agrees with me. That was a live football that Nick Perry had in his hand at the end, near the end of the game there that gets batted around. Because I'm screaming as soon as he did that. It's like, dude, the clock might say all zeros, but there was no whistle. That was a live ball. And as Earl also pointed out, there were probably a couple of forward passes and not laterals in there. If somehow the Cowboys had managed to pick up that ball and run it in, They would still be doing that review right now, because you'd have to go back and look at everyone. And fortunately, it did not come down to that. But that was dumb. Take the ball and set your butt down. However, that blemish aside, I think that was a very important win. And you know what occurred to me yesterday? It occurred to me how old I am. Because I'm old enough to remember when the rap against Aaron Rodgers is he couldn't play the role of the comeback kid. I remember, and it's really not all that long ago, where that was, well, he can't bring him back. And a lot of this came from the Wisconsin media in playoff games, where Rodgers had a chance at the end and failed. So it's all on number 12. It's all on number 12. You know what more that, what really changed that perception, what really changed that, and now that's his brand. Being the cardiac pack comeback kid is now his brand. All of those Hail Marys, which are really flukish. Now, he does have, 19, did they say, fourth quarter? I don't recall. He has started racking up a lot of comeback wins anyway. But I think what really, you talk about isolated incidents that can skew perception. Aaron Rodgers has become a quarterback that can come back and win a game. I'm not saying he hasn't, but I don't think it's just as he probably didn't deserve the rap. I think now the persona is overblown a little bit because of those Hail Marys. Because it just seemed every time he threw a Hail Mary pass in the past couple of years, it seems as though they come down for touchdowns. But what you saw yesterday was as classic, a masterful drive with less than 2 minutes left for a go-ahead touchdown. Now, I also will say the play before the winning touchdown pass could have been picked off, and that would have been Aaron Rodgers' fault. Devonta Adams did a great job of turning into a defender. They went back to precisely the same play, and Adams and then Rodgers got it right. And they are now on a three-game winning streak, and it's going to be a very interesting game at Minnesota. I want to start this hour. Obviously, I was gone for 3 days last week, and there's always the temptation to catch up and cover a lot of things that others have covered while I was gone. And I'm going to try my best to resist that temptation, but I do want to double back on the shooting topic and gun control topic out of Las Vegas as we continue to hear more and more bizarre things about the shooter. And, calculating trajectory and so on, and that he had a high-priced prostitute and was into rape fantasy scenarios, and it just gets weirder and weirder. But I shared earlier, some of you heard it, some of you didn't. I shared earlier that I got into a couple of exchanges last week, one with a liberal relative in email, another with a listener on Twitter, where there's Las Vegas apparently signified a tipping point for many in the anti-gun crowd. They believe that what happened at Vegas, and by the way, as authorities have said, it could have been far worse. Fatalities could have been in the four figures if first responders didn't force him into apparently taking his own life. But this, apparently, 58 dead, more than 500 injured, is the tipping point for many in the anti-gun population that feel that it's time to just acknowledge that Second Amendment rights need to be revoked. Even though it doesn't matter if it's unconstitutional, you just have to accept the world has gotten too dangerous for 18th century, for an 18th century amendment regulating 21st century weapons. And part of my response to that is, okay, but the weapons haven't changed all that much in the last 25, 30 years as these mass shootings have increased. Why do you refuse to look at how people have changed? This firepower has existed for decades. Why are we seeing more and more of these horrible mass shootings? And we are. I understand gun crime overall is a different picture, but I'm talking about these types of shootings. It is a growing problem. But they insist on looking at the gun when the ability to do this hasn't changed. The desire has. But nobody wants to look at the societal reasons driving the desire and the willingness to indiscriminately slaughter innocent human beings. We only want to look at the ability to do it, even though the ability to do it has been there for decades. We refuse, and by we, I mean those on the anti-gun crowd, refuse to look at the change, at the variable, what has changed. The firepower hasn't. The desire to use it in a wanton fashion and willingness to use it that way has. Okay. But we're not going to change them of that. So my liberal relative in a series of emails just wants me to admit I'll give up my Second Amendment rights because they've just gotten too dangerous, but he won't say how. So he becomes completely unhinged. So I keep pressing him. Tell me what you want me to give up. Specifically name the legislation that would have prevented that. I don't have any legislation in mind. I just want you to admit, he didn't say this in so many words, I just want you to admit that it's too dangerous to have Second Amendment rights anymore. Listener Chuck did essentially the same thing by insisting the Australian gun confiscation is a buyback. It's not. It's not. They confiscated compulsory confiscation of guns, and then they gave citizens some money for their guns. But they didn't buy them. They took them against the citizens' will, and then gave them some money as compensation. And Chuck refuses to admit that's what happened in Australia. That's what he thinks should happen here, but he doesn't want to admit that's what he thinks should happen here. It wasn't a buyback the way buybacks happen in this country. Now, what I have been saying, even last week, is they need to admit that what they want to do is get rid of the Second Amendment. One prominent liberal has, Michael Moore, proposed 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I want to be very clear on something. I do not support Moore's proposal. I give him credit for being intellectually honest enough to admit that what his position is to repeal the Second Amendment. I will share his proposal with you in 5 minutes and then get your thoughts. I want to be very clear. Not in any way do I support what he's proposing. It's 9:16.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.